from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Governor Jerry Brown's pick to head the California Environmental Protection Agency started his job at the beginning of this month. Matt Rodriguez was a chief deputy attorney general in the Department of Justice, where he worked on state environmental law. He has up to a year to be confirmed by the legislature. The 58-year-old Oakland-born Rodriguez has a big job overseeing the departments of state water resources, air resources, toxic substances control, pesticide regulation, and environmental health hazard protection. With the opportunity comes a lot of challenges. In his first interview as Cal EPA chief, I talked with Rodriguez about his background and what he sees as some of the environmental priorities in California.
For me, it really wasn't any specific matter or a specific thing that we did as a family. My family tended to go to Disneyland for vacations, not camping. I did like the coast, but more it was just a question of it seemed right and fair to me to want to work to have clean water and clean air and be able to, live in a toxic-free environment.
California is a big state, as you know. You're native Californian, it sounds like, with, mm-hmm. with lots of people concerned about the environment. We've been kind of on the mm-hmm. cutting edge for a long time. What do you personally see as the biggest issue or two facing the state over the next couple of years, environmentally?
Reducing greenhouse gases and dealing with air pollution generally is a significant area for us to continue working on. Additionally, we need to deal with green chemistry and the question of knowing more about the chemicals that are involved in our everyday lives and properly regulate them. So that's something else that we're going to be looking at right now.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned greenhouse gases. I know there's been a lawsuit by environmental justice activists saying that we shouldn't use cap and trade. Rather, we should use something like a carbon tax because it's more fair to some communities, Latino communities, African-American communities. What would you say when you hear that argument?
I think that's an entirely legitimate issue to raise, and I think it's something we all have to be aware of, and not just as we look at how we deal with greenhouse gases, but I think generally all programs should be considering environmental justice issues, and that's something that we intend to do.
Uh-huh. And there's some big debates going on right now about what the state government should be doing about sea level rise in the San Francisco Bay. There are concerns more rules are needed to be put in place to regulate development near the shoreline. I'm curious, is this something that you oversaw when you were in the Justice Department?
I have worked with the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission. Certainly, there's an awful lot of development along the shoreline. We need to take steps to protect particularly some of the vital structures and infrastructure that are out there, our airports, for example. On the other hand, we need to be planning in such a way that we recognize the fact that sea level rise is likely to occur. And so we should be looking at how do we keep new developments out of harm's way.
There's been a suit to overturn former Governor Schwarzenegger's decision to use methyl iodide instead mm-hmm. of methyl bromide as a fumigant on strawberry fields. Some are concerned mm-hmm. the replacement causes harmful health effects. I'm asking this because this is the time of year when growers begin using these fumigants. Governor Brown has said he's willing to take another look at the methyl iodide concern. Do you know where that stands right now?
Well, it's always a little bit difficult to discuss a matter that is in litigation. I will say that I knew something of the litigation because it was being handled by attorneys that I was supervising when I was back at the Department of Justice. Having said that, I think that you always have to be open to taking in new information and looking at information as it gets generated. I know that there are a number of conditions that have been placed on the use of methyl iodide, so it's not entirely clear to me how much it's going to be used in the months ahead. But we're looking at the situation, taking in information. I've been discussing it with the Department of Pesticide Regulation as well.
The state's been running deficits as we're doing cuts instead of large new initiatives. It's not the most the easiest time to come on board. How do we protect the state's environment when the budget keeps getting cut each year?
You need to take a look at the programs that we are conducting and make sure that they're effective and that you're allocating your resources properly. The second thing you do is you take a look at what options there might be out there to you know, work collaboratively with industry or with nonprofit groups. It just requires that we be a little bit proactive and creative as we look at ways to fund some of these programs. You know, it's an exciting time to be working in California in spite of our budget constraints because we do have many pioneering programs. We are a trendsetter, if you will, not only for the country but internationally. There are a lot of people watching what California does as it deals with environmental issues.
Well, thank you. I think we'll leave it right there. Secretary, thanks for joining us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Matt Rodriguez is acting secretary of the California EPA, waiting confirmation from the legislature. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with additional support from the Wincote Foundation.